Vincent van Gogh really discovered flower painting at the same time that he discovered Delacroix and Impressionism and the sort of great tradition of color in French 19th century paintings, to say, when he moved to Paris in 1886, and he made a glorious sequence of floral still lifes between the summer of 1886 and 1887, several of which you can see here. And he credited that experience of concentrating on flower painting with teaching him how to paint in color, a approach that he then, of course, took into his landscape painting, his figure painting, and so on. But this picture, the vase of flowers from the summer of 1890, toward the end of his life, is really quite different in its approach. The palette, of course, is quite subdued and reduced relative to these earlier pictures, and it's a painting that he painted in a rather different context, not in a context of discovery and rebirth, but rather when he was recovering from his own mental breakdown and seeking a way to move forward.
This is a highly stylized painting that shows in its flattening of forms and what's been called Poissonism, or this heavy outlining of the influence of Japanese art. Paradoxically, it's a work by a Dutch-born painter who is looking to Japan for inspiration, working in a genre that had, by the time he was painting, become a dominant genre for expressing artistic experimentation in France.
It's also worth noting that when he painted this painting, he was staying at the home of Dr. Gachet, who was treating him for his depression. And Gachet was not only a doctor, but he also was a major collector of Impressionist painting. He knew the Impressionists and painted himself and had collected quite an important collection that today is at the Musée d'Orsay. Amongst the works that Gachet owned that we know that Van Gogh was looking at, that he wrote about in letters, were two early floral still lifes by Paul Cézanne. And this work seems very, very closely related to those early Cézanne paintings, which are quite awkward, very heavy, very bulbous. And it was a moment when Cézanne was struggling with this motif, this natural subject. And it's quite interesting to see Van Gogh, who seemed to have such an easy and organic relationship to the motif of flowers when he first started painting them in 1886, working through, thinking through the example of Cézanne and these early works in which Cézanne struggled with that motif. The sense that Van Gogh is painting at one remove from the motif of flowers itself and is thinking about how another painter who he greatly admired painted flowers. The internal dialogue that's captured in this painting is really important as well.